Sunrose Yoga. Reveal and remember your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is a collection of audio recordings, videos, and writings about the practices of yoga. The podcast's mission is to share the teachings of yoga in an accessible way and to foster meaningful discussion about the practices. To learn more or to experience past teachings, please visit sunroseyoga.com. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is made possible by the generous donations of students and supporters. If you find this podcast useful or beneficial, please consider making a secure online donation by clicking the donate button at sunroseyoga.com. And thanks. Hello, my dears, and welcome. This is episode 96 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. I can hardly believe this is episode 96. Although it's been almost 5 years since I undertook this podcast, so I guess it shouldn't surprise me too terribly much. Thank you for being here, as always. Today's practice is a meditation. It's about 10 minutes long, and it's dedicated to healing the earth, the air, the water, and all of the inhabitants of our earth. And I've written a little bit about this and why we're practicing it over on sunroseyoga.com. So I do hope that you'll check in over there and learn a little bit about the origin of this meditation. Thank you so much for being here always and for sharing your practice. Sadhguru Nath Maharaj Ki Jai. So I thought that we could do a little meditation for the earth. It feels right now. It feels really grounding for me as a human, but it also feels good to sort of share what's coming up with our planet and with the air and the water and the other beings that we share the space with. So we'll just come to a luminous seat and allow the eyes to close. Letting the hands rest comfortably somewhere. And we'll notice the contact that the body makes with the earth. And we'll settle into that contact a little bit. Soften into that contact. And as you do that, you might notice that you've been holding or gripping or protecting. And from this place of softness, yielding, ease in the lower body, simply remember the length of your spine. And as you remember just how long and just how elegant your spine is, you might bring your awareness to your breath and to breathing.
And you might allow yourself or invite yourself to become absolutely fascinated with breath and with breathing. Noticing everything and anything you can notice about your breath. And you might begin to feel this undercurrent of something like healing. And let yourself sense what healing feels like in your body. Allowing this to be almost a physical or physiological mantra playing in the background, healing, resonating, sensing healing. And as you conjure the feeling or feelings of healing in your body, wherever they come up, let yourself first receive that healing. So you might feel for a time as though you are both emanating and receiving the sensation of healing. And it might feel right for you today to continue to receive healing. You might also turn your awareness outward, sending healing to the earth, to the sky, to the water, and to the beings that roam this planet with us. And if at any time it feels like too much, come back to simply sensing the feeling of healing. Receiving that healing. And maybe 1 inch at a time, sending that healing outward. We'll start to bring our awareness back to our own forms. Maybe feeling healing again. And shifting our awareness back to those points of contact between the body and the earth. And really letting yourself yield to gravity in those places. And start to take fuller, deeper breaths. Maybe yielding a little more to gravity with each breath out. You might feel like you're really starting to slouch. And you might invite your face to become heavy, your chin to become heavy, your forehead to become heavy. And with the breath in, remember the length of your spine. Finding a long spine, maybe letting the heart bloom and the collarbones spread. And we'll start to bring more movement back into the body. Allowing the eyes to open slowly. And allowing sight to return as it will.